Dictation for Charles, 6B, SIGSBY, December 8, 46. Addresses a letter to Dr. Gaffney, GFFNEY, 607-6875. Dear Dr. Gaffney, consultation for Mr. 6B comes accompanied with wife for chronic kidney disease. He's a veteran. He is not aware of this diagnosis. There has been progressive weight loss in the recent past from 160 to 144, probably over a period of a year. According to wife, 3 small meals, no vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain or reflux, no diarrhea, bleeding, some nocturia, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood, urinary flow, fair, still has his prostate, he's not aware of any prior kidney stones, he's not aware of PSA or rectal exam. He smokes, has a chronic cough, clear sputum, no purulent material hemoptysis, uses inhalers as needed, no oxygen, no orthopnea PND, presently half a pack per day, denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope, does have atrial fibrillation. He snores, but he has never been tested for sleep apnea. Some bruises of the skin, but no rash. Denies headaches, fever. Denies bleeding nose gums. There is some nasal congestion, but clear material. Some of his problems eating is that he has a top dentures, no teeth, and no lower dentures on the not fitting. Next paragraph, past medical history for diabetes. Hypertension, a smoker, probably COPD. Has seen the eye doctor recently, some degree of retinopathy. He failed to show up for follow-up. He's afraid of needles or shots. He was not told about any glaucoma or bleeding. Does have no foot ulcers. He denies neuropathy. There has been procedure for peripheral vascular disease, bilateral groins. He is not aware of TIA's stroke. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding or blood transfusion anemia. Denies chronic liver disease. There has been prior open surgery for aortic valve replacement. I review records, and there is also apparently a 3-vessel bypass and the surgical occlusion of the appendix of the left atrium that patient and family were not aware. Does have congestive heart failure, denies pneumonia. Next paragraph, procedures including bilateral femoral stents, maybe, the 3-vessel bypass, aortic valve replacement, the surgical suture of the appendix of the left atrium, amputation, all the toes on the right foot, likely from peripheral vascular disease, appendix, right carpal tunnel in 2 opportunities, tendon repair, bilateral elbows, bilateral length implant, tonsils, adenoids. Next paragraph, review system. I did notice on his way in weakness on the right upper lower extremity. They did not volunteer a diagnosis of stroke. Reviewing records, there is apparently prior stroke. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, the only medications presently that he is taking, Spiriva inhaler, metformin, Lasix, and Trazodone. Everything else he refused. Next paragraph, start smoking age 16, 1 pack per day or more, presently half a pack. Used to drink liquor, less amount of beer, but discontinued many years ago. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, records review, they mention anxiety, depression. Prior gout, hypothyroidism. They reported gastrointestinal bleeding, but again, patient does not confirm this. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 144, 67 inches tall, blood pressure 110 over 60 on the left-sided. He did not want the blood pressure to be checked on the right-sided. Looks chronically ill. Voice typical for a smoker. Only upper dentures, bilateral length implant, normal eye movements, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, hard of hearing, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruise or JBD, emphysematous changes without consolidation pleural effusion, mid-sternal surgery, increases 1:2, appears regular. No pericardial wrap, abdomen without palpable libre spleen ascites masses, no abdominal bruise, all pulses, femoral, popliteal, dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis, capillary refill are decreased. However, I don't see any gangrene. There is minor dusky discolor of bilateral legs. The prior all five toes amputation on the right side. There is weakness on the right upper and lower extremity. I don't see, however, contractures. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries from August, potassium elevated 5.3, normal sodium bicarbonate elevated 33, at that time creatinine 1.72, representing a GFR of 41 stage 3, normal calcium, albumin, liver testing, 3 to 4 TSH normal, no anemia, hemoglobin 14.3 with a normal white blood cell. There is a low platelet count at 93, which appears to be chronic. 1 plus of protein in the urine. Over the years, I see creatinine fluctuating between 1.4 and 1.6 the last couple of years for a GFR between middle 40s to lower 50s. Review the eye report, mild retinopathy, the prior EKG, atrial fibrillation, right bundle branch black, an echocardiogram, normal ejection fraction, dilated left and right atrium, moderate tricuspid regurgitation, the presence of a bioprosthetic aortic valve, the mitral valve is calcified, thickened tricuspid valve, there is a report of a CT scan of the chest, minor T46 compression fracture, the coronary artery calcifications. Evidence of emphysema. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, background of diabetes, hypertension, and extensive atherosclerosis. Blood pressure is running in the low side. Concerned about progressive weight loss. This is, however, out of proportion to renal failure. This is not uremic encephalopathy. Above findings of the echocardiogram, emphysema. We discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure, monitor for progression. We will advise for any changes on potassium, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, secondary hyperparathyroidism, and potential anemia. likely he has hypertensive nephrosclerosis predominans. Urine shows activity for proteinuria, but nothing severe to suggest nephrotic syndrome or severe glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Prior imaging did not show any evidence of hydronephrosis. We will follow with results on the next few months, end of dictation.